I had service yesterday, but amen. It really was this morning. A little of it sunk out, but it'll be all right. Matthew chapter 18. I've been reading in Matthew. This is my morning devotion, so I'm going to preach it tonight. Amen. My morning devotion out of Matthew chapter 18. And I'm going to read several verses of Scripture and try to preach a little thought tonight. Might be a help to you. In Matthew 18, verse 23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed 10,000 talents. And for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So this man owed a great price, and the man said that he was here telling him he'd have to sell his own self, him be sold, his wife and all that. And then he said in verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. So the man falls down from the man he owes, and says, be patient with me, pay it. And then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him and forgave him that debt. And the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. But he would not, but went and cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. And so when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgive thee of all that debt because thou desirest me, saying, I forgave you. He's giving it back up to him, and he said this, shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? Amen. And he said this, and his servant was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And the Bible says, so likewise shall your heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. And so here's a great lesson. I mean, Brother Pace preached on this text about forgiveness, and this surely is a good text on forgiveness. When I read this today, and thank God that God forgave me, I'm thankful tonight that when the blood of Christ was shed on purpose, it was for the purpose to wash my sin and forgive me upon repentance and faith. And so we rejoice in that tonight. Thank God that if you've been saved, you are forgiven. Amen. He won't bring sin account up to you again. Amen. Sin, thank God's been taken care of, and we have no sin on our account tonight. Thank God for that. I'll tell you tonight, brethren, I'm thankful, thank God, that I can stand in these places tonight and tell you I've been forgiven. Amen. I'm thankful God forgave me. Amen. He's a whole lot long-suffering than I am. He's a whole lot more compassionate than I am. He's a waiting God, thank God, tonight. He don't, my friend, all of a sudden chastise. He speaks and he works. Amen. But I'm telling you one thing, God, amen, he gets upset with, if I can use that word, is about this thing of unforgiveness. And I realize God has to tell me quite often, hey, God, remember what I've done for you. Remember what I've done for you. Remember I had grace on you. Remember I had mercy on you. Remember, my friend, that them things, thank God, that you did, I forgave. Amen. And here you don't forgive others. Amen. You don't have the right spirit toward others. But I'm telling you, I want to preach a little bit tonight, amen, about the prison of forgiveness, the unforgiveness. This man, my friend, went to the tormentors, and that just means jail keepers. Amen. That puts you in a jail inwardly when you've got an unforgiving heart. And I've got an unforgiving heart. We've got to come clean. I remember, thank God, when people's done me wrong in my life. Amen. I believe it's always been a test to see what I do. God knows what I do. But brother, I'm telling you, if there's anything, and the old man of God told me, Brother Parks, that's going to be with God. He said, Brother Joel, he said, if you think God can be humble in this life, amen, and even go through persecution and go through wrongdoings, he said, thank God and come out. Thank God the right spirit, you can be a valuable man. And I believe that's right. Amen. I mean, you take our example tonight that had forgiveness. He hung him on a cross and he said to them, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What an example of forgiveness. I mean, they killing him on a cross, even though it was by God's will. Then me and my friend, thank God Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Amen. Remember, we when thou comest into thy kingdom, and the day thou shalt be in me in paradise. What a good God to forgive us. I'm telling you that I'm glad. Thank God, friend, no matter what I've done, I'm glad he loved me, yet he had compassion on me, and he had compassion on you, and he still does, and he will, thank God. Amen. When we come to him in a broken heart, he'll have forgiveness. Amen. Thank God. I look at this text tonight in this scripture, and here this man on all this, I mean, it was a huge amount. Amen. I mean, a huge amount. Amen. In Matthew, there's a huge amount of what he owed. I think in the scripture here, amen, it was 600 talents was the yearly Roman tax. Listen, what it said, he owed him 10,000 talents. That's a great, huge amount that he couldn't pay. Amen. Thank God, I like Brother Bobby's song. There was a debt I couldn't pay. Amen. Brother, I've done too much. I was in too much sin. I had too much against me. But thank God, I'm glad he had compassion and forgave me. Amen. That's right. I'd be going down the road to Broadway tonight had it not been God to stop me. Had it not been God to put a stop up. Had it not been God to say, son, thank God I come to your rescue. Amen. I can't own up to what he does. Amen. Brethren, listen. It's in the compassion of God. It's in the mercy of God. How could a God in heaven that's completely holy, how could a God in heaven that knows all about me and knows what I'm going to do after he gets me, amen, and still thank God, have compassion? That's amazing to me tonight. Hallelujah, thank God. If we're going to have a good life for God, amen, we've got to have what I'm preaching. I know tonight, brethren, listen, I know people tonight that's living in the present of unforgiveness because, my friend, they can't do it. They can't do it on their own. They can do it by the help of God. Amen. But I'm telling you this, they don't enjoy life because of it. Amen. Can't enjoy. Now, this man owed a whole bunch. In fact, he told him to sell himself and his family. And really, in that time, they done that. And God, remember in Kings when that woman, amen, had that creditor come. She was going to have to give her two sons. Amen. Then, thank God, the man of God said, what you got in your house? And she said, I got a pot of oil. That's all I got. He said, thank God, go get those around you and take the pot and pour the oil in it. All them vessels and go sell them and pay the creditor. Thank God. Amen. The oil's what saved the boys. Amen. But brethren, she done what God said. Amen. Listen, they say, as at that point, this son, when things happen and it really puts the pressure on you, and before you know it, it don't only, listen, that man's debt didn't only hinder him, it hindered his wife, it hindered his children, it hindered his household. Amen. When the thank God, he said, you got to sell him. Thank God, my friend, he come broke. Amen. Then thank God the Lord said he had compassion. This man had compassion. That's what he said. And loosed him and forgave him of the debt. And so that's a picture of God saving our soul. Amen. We owed him a whole lot. We sinned against him. Amen. And it did. Listen, he forgave me. Amen. I mean immediately forgave me. He took away all sin. Amen. But listen, that man got forgave. And he went out. And when he went out, thank God he saw a man that owed him 100 pence. Thank God a little bit compared to what he owed. Amen. He forgot what that man had done for him. He forgot what that king had done for him. That's easy to forget. He said they soon forgot. He had a short memory. Amen. But out there, if you can take yourself back to Calvary tonight, if you can take yourself back, thank God to where you got saved, and take yourself back and know the mercy God had on you. I'm telling you, friend tonight, are you listening? Hey, God, it'll cause you to have some compassion. Amen. That's right. Amen. That man went out and saw that man and owed him. Amen. He asked him to pay him. Amen. He didn't have it. He said, I'll pay you. Thank God that man didn't have it. He said, no. He grabbed him by the throat. Remember that? Amen. Treated him rough. Amen. Put him in prison. Amen. His own prison. Amen. But thank God, friend, I'm telling you, brother, tonight, God wants you to forgive. God wants you to forgive. Amen. Jesus said in the prayer, he taught his disciples. He said to pray, forgive us of our sins as we forgive others who sin what against us. Amen. Sin against us. Amen. Sin against us. Amen. Thank God. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And I think about this man here. My friend, when the story got back to the king, thank God he put that man in the prison house. And this is what he said. The same God. Amen. I'll put you in it too. Amen. If you won't forgive the people. And he said, everybody that sins against you. Amen. Peter said, Lord, how many times do I forgive? Seven. He said, no, 70 times seven. Amen. That's unlimited. Amen. Thank God, forgive. Amen. If you're going to have a good home, you're going to have to ask for forgiveness in it. Amen. That's right. You got that compassion in it. Amen. It's easy to forgive. Thank God, my friend. And you see what God's done for you, and see depravity in your own life, and see how short you come, and you say, hallelujah, thank God, God can cleanse me, I can forgive them. Amen. I'm glad God's a God of forgiveness. Amen. Tonight, a man that lives in unforgiveness, amen, brother, listen, he'll end up being bitter on God. That's right. Amen. That's right. I mean, I'm glad tonight. Thank God, God forgave me. Amen. That means that he took away sin. I mean, he don't hold that to me against me. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you don't know me like I know me, and I don't know you like you know you. And God knows you, and God knows me. Amen. He took us the way we were. I mean, we're full of sin, full of my friend, wickedness. Amen. I sinned against God. Amen. Blasphemed him. Paul said, I was a blasphemer. Amen. I was a man of evil. I was injurious. Thank God. I mean, I lived in my own way. Amen. The law wasn't givers. Thank God, saved people. The law giver sinners. Amen. He said the law was for sinners. Hey, friend, the reason you know you lost is you're a sinner and you broke the law of a holy God tonight. Amen. That's right. People don't know that. Listen. Amen. There's salvation. Amen. There's got to be some humbleness. Got to be some, my friend, coming like that. This man fell down at that man's feet and said, I'll pay you. And then he forgave him it all. Amen. He forgave everything. He did. When that man fell down, he forgave everything. Amen. That's what I thought in my mind today. It ain't really you got to fall down, but you do got to fall down. Even though you don't have to really. You got to really. Amen. It might not be in an altar, but it will be, thank God, somewhere that you got to get right with God. Amen. That's right. Amen. And this whole chapter here deals with a lot of that. I mean, talking about forgiveness, talking about these things in the scripture, and the Bible said, forgiving one another, even for Christ's sake, I've forgiven you. And I think about this tonight. If you look at this text, ain't God, we ought to, if we're going to be like Jesus, and brethren, that's our example. I'm not your example. I mean, I'm a pattern of what the grace of God did. You can learn from me and I can learn from you. Amen. But I'm telling you, your example's Christ. And what Jesus did, he said, you go do. Amen. You live like me. Amen. You say, I can't live like Jesus. Yeah, you can. He gave you an ability to live like him. Amen. That don't mean you got to, ain't God, be without sin, but it does mean, thank God, that you can bring your heart to humility. Thank God for forgive people that sin against you. Amen. Right. Amen. You've been, listen, friend, if you've been saved any time at all, you've been tested. I just count it as a test. Amen. We've been cursed and called names and everything else. But if I can't have the forgiveness of the Lord in my heart, and that's a grace, man. It can't be done by the natural man. Somebody come tonight and try to hurt you, hurt your family, you got a right to defend them. Amen. Sure, that's right. Amen. If they put them in danger, you got a right. Amen. But I'm telling you, Jesus didn't open his mouth. Jesus, praise God, he said, amen, he turned the other cheek. Amen. He let them smite him on his cheek, friend. Hey, God, they plucked his hair out of his beard. Amen. That's right. They done him all manner of evil. Amen. They said, let him be crucified. Listen, hey, God, friend, he didn't have no man to stand with him. But thank God, I'm glad. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they've done. Even in his death, he had forgiveness in his life. Amen. That's right. Stephen was like that. He was being stoned by a bunch of religious people. You know what Stephen said? He said, Father, forgive them. Lay not this sin to their charge. That's what Stephen said. If you want to know a man that was in the resemblance of Christ, in Acts chapter 6, they looked at his face and his face shined like an angel. That's right. Amen to God, son. Amen. I'm telling you, it ain't easy tonight, friend, what I'm preaching. It ain't always easy. Amen. I tell you, I've been thinking about this thing of what's going on in our country. God didn't call me to straighten out this country. God didn't call me to protest in this country. God told me to preach and live for God. Amen. Are we going to be doing wrong? We are. And God, there ain't never been a time that the church wasn't under some kind of persecution. Some kind of, my friend, attacks. But thank God, that's when you can shine brighter. Amen to God, with a smile and a love of God in your heart. Amen to God, friend. Amen. I tell you, thank God, we got to have it tonight. Amen. That's right. I tell you one thing, brother. Amen. Grudge not against one another. Amen. There's been people in Baptist churches that hold grudges for 50 years. I went to a church one time, and they had it in the sanctuary. I thought, my gosh, what you trying to do? Cause somebody to get mad? On one each side, they was preaching on the Hatfields and McCoys. And they had one side Hatfields, one side McCoys. I said, my goodness. God help, this ain't the Hatfields. Of course, this is the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you what, only God can go to a man's heart. Only God can get down the gable of his soul. Only God can break a man through. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you what, hey, God, Paul even told the Corinthians, hey, God, to suffer wrong. Pretty strong right there. Jesus did. Amen. This ain't the independent fundamental message. They trying to kill everybody. I'm trying to get to our heart. I'm trying to get to where you live and I live. And I'm preaching what I battle with. Amen. And you battle with. And I'm telling you, thank God, friend, tonight I'm telling you this. Amen. I say this in my heart. Thank God, I want to be right, Brother Danny. Amen, son. I want to be in the way I can pray. Amen. I'd hate to have something in my heart that would be hindering my prayer life. Amen. Hindering my way to God, friend. Could you imagine me getting down to pray to God and saying, Lord, forgive me? And he said, I can't till you forgive others. In fact, the Lord said, if you got aught in your heart, go make it right to your brother and then make it right with me. That's why he said, Brother Joe, there's a bunch of people here. And they, I would say, Brother Joe, that a lot of us has got a lot of differences. You know what I'm saying? You probably got some differences with me. I got some you. Boy, I tell you what, I love you, buddy. You're a blessing to me. I love you, buddy. You're a blessing to me. Amen. That's right. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you this. I'd hate to get on my knees tonight and say, Lord God, I need your help. He'd say, well, I'd help you if you want to obey me. I'd help you if you can forgive. Amen. Because if you say something to me, you can say something to me and hurt my spirit. God touch my heart and say, make that right. Folks, can I tell you something? This is just the truth. I mean, I've learned it and I still have to learn it and forget it and learn it and forget it and learn it. I'm telling you, this is the truth. If we'll leave it up to God in the battles we're going through, it's a whole lot better. I was going through a battle the other afternoon. I mean, a terrible mental battle. Terrible. I felt like about 2 tons of stress was on me. I felt like there was an outside world against me. And I got down in my heart. I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, why in the world am I keep going through this? That's what I said to him. I said, I can't really find a reason in my soul. I can't find a reason why I'm in the middle of this and strife and all this contention and stuff. Unto God, I hate it. But it seems like I'm caught sometimes. And the Lord said, is it any worse than them, that storm them disciples was on in that night when they didn't know if they was going to live? See, you're going to go through storms. You know what they just said? Don't you care about us? That's what they said. Don't you care about us? Where you at, Lord? Amen. That's what Martha said. Where you been, Lord? Care us not, we perish. You're sleeping on a pillow and the storm's about to kill us. The waves is getting in our ship. Our ship's about to sink. And the Lord said, Joel, you ain't going through nothing. Number one, what I've been through. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what he told me. And this is a God, this is a good truth right here. And this Hebrews 12:3 comes to me. He said, be not consider him. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. And this is what he told me. He said, I live my life on earth like that. There wasn't a day, son, Jesus walked in this world that he didn't have somebody opposing his beliefs, opposing what he said, looking out, trying to plot to kill him every day he lived. And he said, I believe if I live that way, and I did. Christ lived that way on earth, Brother Joe. They finally hung him on a cross. That was the will of the Father, but they finally hung him on the cross. And he said, if I live that way, and I did, 3 hours of stress shouldn't bother you as bad. And I'll be honest with you tonight, brethren, listen. There's storms that come our way in our own personal lives and we have troubles. I tell you, there's some troubles that's just unsolvable by mankind. Amen. There's troubles I go through and I say, God, I have no idea. It's as messed up as a barbed wire fence. That's what I tell him. I say, it's messed up as a barbed wire fence. And there ain't no possible way that I'm going to be able to straighten her out. And I want you to help me in it. I ain't telling you to straighten out the problem I'm going through. I just want you to help me in it. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, Thank God there ain't nobody that's been saved any time at all. Amen. Battle these things I'm preaching on tonight. I battle it, you battle it. You're either in it or coming out of it. But I'm telling you this. Thank God there's a God in heaven. Thank God has got compassion. Thank God will help us. But he'll help you when you ask him. The world's worst thing you can do, and I do it more than I like, is try to jump in God's way. Jump in God's lane. Try to solve it. That's right. And boy, how many people I thought unto God. How many people? He was reviled. He was reviled. And he reviled not again. So, man. Lord God. I told the Lord, I talked to him. I said, Lord God, him fruit of the Spirit over there that Paul wrote about, that last one right there is going to complete me one day. That temperance. Amen. That self-control. Amen. That's right, Brother Chris. Amen. And God keeps hammering on me and putting me through some things. What I'm preaching on tonight don't come easy. What I'm going through don't come easy. Amen. But I'm telling you one thing. Ain't God got to get glory out of my life. When he can show, thank God, his Holy Ghost lives in us. And he can live his life through us. And brother, listen, when it comes out that you've done what he said, it'll glorify him. Amen. And people said, well, that man didn't say nothing about that. Amen. You know how long it took me to sit down with somebody that disagreed with me and not say nothing? A whole long time. A whole long time, brother. It took a whole long time for to sit down at a table. Somebody, thank God, said something that we didn't agree on. It took a whole long time for me not to say something right away to somebody. And God told me one day, he told me, he said, you don't have to be right all the time or think you're right all the time. You just got to say it, you know. He said, what that does is gender strife. Me and my wife, we talk sometimes. She'll say something and I'll say something back. That's probably the norm sometimes. No arguing, none of that. But just a little difference on something, you know. Amen. You know, I'm going to ask you a question. What's wrong with not saying nothing? Sometimes it's just better. Ain't that right? Sometimes just better not say that. That's right. Amen. See, there wouldn't be nobody in this church more high-minded than me at times. That's right. That's right. That's high-minded. You know what high-minded is? Thank God I got a mind that's higher than yours, and I can think better about what you're talking about. And I know that. And you ever talk to people that they didn't really know what this was talking about? And you know what they're talking about? And you want to straighten them out? And you want to tell them everything you know about the Bible and what everything's going on? Amen. And then you all tell them everything? Amen. About it? Amen. And it don't help a thing. What that develops in people, brethren, listen, is pride. Amen. You ever been prideful? Yeah, we all prideful. Amen. Pride will kill you, man. Pride will kill you. Kill you. And I thought about them people, you know. Thank God it's poor and don't have much. And Brother Bobby, who sat down at his house, you know, and me and Miss Mary sat there for 2 or 3 hours and just talked. He's over there just breathing, barely breathing. And I looked across the room. I don't know what Brother Bobby had as far as possessions. I don't know. But he never lived no life that it looked like he had a lot of possessions. It wasn't his interest. But brother, I want to tell you what, he died with everything. He died with everything. That coffin yesterday, I come by and looked at him in there, and he had lost so much weight. Miss Mary said they had to work on him, and I come by there and I looked at him and I said, boy, I tell you what, that man right there is the same all the time. And I said, even when he died, thank God he died right with God and died the same. But when I looked in there, I didn't find nothing in the coffin, Brother Robert. You ain't going to put nothing in there you're going to take. You'll go to the ground. And I tell you, we live our life, brother. And listen, thank God, I'm glad, thank God. Amen, that I'm forgiven. I'm glad for that. And I want to remind you tonight, thank God, the valuable things is what I have here tonight in my soul. And what, thank God, I hear around me tonight. That's the valuable things in my heart tonight. Thank God. You just sing it again, brother, sing it again. Sister, tell it again. And what would they say? He'd say the same thing. He said, they hear not Moses and the prophets. They won't be persuaded. One rose from the dead. Amen. Old Brother Robert, don't know where he's at today. He must not feel too good. Hadn't been feeling good. I like what he tells me. He said, when I die, I'll die loving you. I believe that. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, when I die, I want to die loving you. That's right. That's right. I'd want you to say, Brother Hyatt, love me. Amen. That's right. And when you bow on your knees tonight, bow your head before God, just remember what the Lord done for you. He had mercy on you. And I got to exemplify mercies of God. Bowels of mercy come from my soul. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the word of God. I appreciate you hearing me. Brother Danny, pray for us tonight.
Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you for the forgiveness, Lord, that you've given us. Lord, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for the precious blood that was shed on Calvary. Sin death. Father, it's good to know you forgive us. Lord, I pray, God, that you help us to remember, Lord,
tell God
to be as charitable in our hearts toward others as you've been toward us.
Yes.
Lord, God of heaven, there's so much preached tonight, Father. I see that finger coming right back to me.
Help us, Lord.
Lord, I need to do better. I need to continue to grow. Lord, I need to heal. Lord, I've surely not arrived. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the truth that's been preached tonight. Thank you for speaking to my heart. Lord, I surely desire, Lord, to be more what you have me be. Lord, I pray, God.